like I said, as time changed, why the slices become real thin, you know, for sandwiches and such as that. But I remember the time we sliced bread would be about 3/4 inch, you know, it'd look like a Dagwood sandwich nowadays, you know.
What's just Dagwood?
Well, you know Dagwood, the comic character.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in other words, he always looks like he's trying to put two meals between two pieces of bread, two slices of bread.
Yeah.
And, but like I said, back in them days, when you sliced your own bread, Bob, man, we'd make the most of it, you know. If they only allowed you one sandwich, you just got plenty of bread.
Got half the plate, huh? What, now, what about something deep fried and deep fat had a hole in it?
Donut?
Yeah.
Yeah, we made donut, coffee rolls, cinnamon rolls, such as that, you know.
Okay. Do you ever have any names for any other types of donuts? Maybe, how about that kind of you make in New Orleans, deep fried? Never had that? Okay. Now, something you used to make bread rise, that was?
Yeast.
All right. And what was this you'd make?
I'd also made homebrew.
Yeah.
I use that homebrew too. Yeast.
Now homebrew was what? That was
beer.
Beer.
Homemade beer.
Okay. What do you call alcohol that you know, some sort of
white lightning.
White lightning.
Or shinny.
Shinny.
White lightning.
Uh-huh.
Bootleg liquor, you know. Kickapoo Georgie's.
Kickapoo Georgie's.
Some of that. There was several different names to describe that thing.
Do you ever have any names, what about, so you mix up a batter of these and you'd eat them with syrup and butter and have breakfast using
pancakes?
Yeah. Did you have them made out of wheat or
No, flour pancakes, you know. And, pancakes and syrup, that was biscuits and syrup, you know.
Yeah.
We expect biscuits. And biscuits had a soft summer to it, you know, and you could take your fingers and stick it in a biscuit, make it a little hole, you know, fill it full of syrup, hold both sides of it, you know, and kind of suck and chew at the same time. That was a kind of a treat, you know.
What'd you call the inside part of the egg? That was the one?
Yellow.
Okay.
Yolk.
All right. Now, if you cook eggs in hot water, what'd you call them?
You cooked eggs in hot water, you boiled them.
Okay. They were.
And if you.
What if you let them crack and fall out of the shells in the water?
And you poached them.
Okay. Thick sour milk we keep on hand, you call that what?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
A clabber, you know.
Clabber. Okay. And what would you make from clabber?
Butter.
This is sort of a...
You're going way back now, shut up. That's your milk sour, and then you churned it, and you made buttermilk.
It's sort of a kind of cheese you might make out of.
A cottage cheese?
Yeah. Ever call anything else?
Clabber cheese.
Clabber cheese, okay. Now, if you let your butter get out too long, you'd say you've got what?
Rancid.
Rancid, okay. What was the first thing you had to do?